Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today we are going to discuss the New Age Herald, the person who was born to dedicate a portion, if not much, of their lives to the enlightenment of this planet. And we're also going to discuss whether you might think you qualify as a New Age Herald. And of course, I welcome questions on this issue about New Age Heralds. Okay, this is a topic which I had been thinking about for several weeks, because when I was very, very small, I used to have some very strange things that happened to me as a child. When I was like even two or three, I had some pretty unusual biblical proportion visions, you might say, where I thought that I was, somebody who was almost like a prophet. At 2 and 3 years old, I'd seen myself dressed in these robes and standing on a mound, you know, with thousands of people below, you know, maybe in ancient times, thousands of years ago, and lecturing or holding my hands out and teaching meditation or prayer or whatever. I had these visions that I couldn't quite understand. You know, it's funny that when you're a child, you may still be aware of some of your karma and some of your past lives and some of your reincarnational qualities without fully understanding what it is. Can you imagine for a moment, if you could reflect with me for a moment, what you might have went through as a child and some of this metaphysical inclination would be welling up in you? You know, and can you imagine being raised in a middle-class family where no one pays any attention to it, where you might walk into the room and ask them, you know, your parents or whatever, questions about life and death or these visions you might have, and they might go, oh, it's nothing, honey, or, you know, then you might go in the to another room, you know, in another family situation where the parents are prepared, they are groomed to dealing with you sort of rebirthing or awakening or emblazing this light within you, you know, where if you really did have access to such knowledge at 2 and 3 years old, could you imagine what it would be like if you had parents and friends and peers around or teachers to embellish this information and this vibration? That's why I feel very blessed and honored that a lot of folks listening to the show are mothers and fathers that are interested in information to help raise their children. You know, obviously, if your children are aware of their past lives, or if they have visions of being healers or prophets or teachers or astrologers, if they have stories concerning being able to fly without wings or being able to leave their body, or if they have information or experiences that are not of this lifetime, you know, this is the type of stuff that I, as a teacher or a parent, would want to sit down and embark upon, you know, sit the child down. You know, this to me is more exciting than radio or television or movies or books or magazines, because this is real life. And oftentimes the children hold the key and are the source to the power of God that dwells within. And what we do oftentimes in society and as parents is we put a clamp or a lid on this power, on this energy, on this potential, and sometimes it never wells up, and sometimes it takes a whole lifetime to well up. You know, ever since I was small, I always knew that I was special, and I always knew that I was born for more than just a reason to make a lot of money and get married and have kids, although that may happen, that is not really the focal point of my life. And even though I was raised in a conglomerate of energies that led me to believe or conditioned me to think that that's what would happen in my life, that I would make a lot of money and get married and have kids, it hasn't been the top priority of what I really want to do. And you know, a lot of you out there listening to the show every day feel the same way. You know, isn't it funny, if you grew up with an identity or with a vibration inside where you always knew you were special, and where you always knew you were meant to do something more than the norm, then you would qualify for this topic, which would mean, in my opinion, that you are what I call a New Age Herald, or someone who is returning to this planet almost out of compassion, because many of our New Age Heralds return karmically for two reasons. Number one, because they may have been a warrior from the past, okay? A spirit warrior, which I call it, is somebody who would actually promote and express spiritual philosophies of the highest level, but at the same time still be involved in conflicts that also involve life and death. The spiritual philosophy is just and balanced and grounded, but it is the conflicts, and it is defending one's life and actually needing to kill or hurt other people in war situations that can create a negative vibration or a karma which might force us to come back. You know, can you imagine being involved in a great conflict where maybe you were either Napoleon or one of Napoleon's generals, and you know, you are of total metaphysical upbringing and enlightenment, but still your orders that you are making are allowing the end of lives of thousands of men in combat. See, so when you die and you go into life review, your soul goes, uh-oh, you know, like I knew the concepts, but I didn't live the proper dialogue because I was involved in choices that ended lives for many beings, okay? So what is the answer here? The return of this vibration would have something to do with you needing to come back in another lifetime, and instead of ordering these people killed or murdered or erased, then it would be your karma to actually help them live and survive and develop and evolve and also reflect energy that is positive for themselves and for other people around them. So that is one type of New Age herald, which I call the returning warrior, which I definitely qualify for, because with my the way my past lives have been littered with being either a priest, a rabbi, or a soldier. So you go back and forth. And then there's other kinds of New Age heralds. There are heralds who are just plain extraterrestrial aliens, are beings of higher sentient ability from higher realms that have just plain chosen to come to Earth at this very special time, because this is the awesome qualification period in the next actually decade or two. Most of us that have been born in this century have been born to meet with this awesome qualification period. That's why there's more people on Earth right now than there have ever been, because of the qualification and the choice that is upon us. But still, if you're not the spirit warrior, then you might be the alien or the extraterrestrial or the higher realm spirit that has just chosen out of compassion to come down as a teacher or as a bearer of light to reflect love and light and knowledge on this planet and to help this planet midwife itself into a golden age of consciousness if we do, in fact, qualify for it. Some of us actually know when we are very young that we are these heralds. Some of us actually are aware that we might be a spirit warrior or an extraterrestrial or a being from a higher realm, which I call an earth guide or possible earth master of some kind, right? And also, we may also be aware that we could be a combination. You know, like those of us that have fulfilled our karma in our past lives and those of us that have evolved to higher levels, many of us have fallen from grace. Many of us have lost some of our spiritual heritage and some of our glory and some of our high level of consciousness from past lives, and we have come back in this great qualification because it is allowing us an opportunity to benefit from our actions. Okay, it's like, you know, it's funny that a lady like Dana Marshall, who is someone who I think offers the obvious choice as to whether, you know, like people actually that are going to take her seminar, for example, are people that are definitely, I would qualify as New Age heralds and teachers or messengers of light or whatever. But, you know, I feel lucky that I went through a course of study with her and over 700 or 800 people back in the 70s. And of all those people that went through, I feel fortunate that I was able to shine and get on the radio and have a show to present this information to so many thousands of people over the years. But I still do believe, you know, when I read the headlines and when I see that maybe hundreds of billions of dollars right now may be channeled to build a bomber or to build a laser technology that might not really exist, you know, when I see that a country like China, which has like almost a no prisoners type attitude, right? When I also see that there are nations in the world that believe in a certain religious concept that would think that we would all be infidels and should be killed if we don't believe what they believe, right? When I see that there are people in the world that are still dying of starvation or of hunger or of thirst or of lack of nutrition or whatever, then I know that something needs to be done. You know, when we had this stock market crash about a year or so ago, everybody called it the grand correction. It wasn't really a depression or a recession. It was just a correction that was necessary. That's kind of the way the universe works. You know, things go up and then they come down. The waves come in, then they go out. The blood beats in the heart, then it beats out. You know, and things are kind of like repetition like that, and they do go back and forth, you know. But at the same time, what we are blatantly aware of is that things do happen over and over again, which means that if the world is not aright, then things will definitely occur to manifest a correction in what is wrong, okay? And that's what we're all about. You know, with these Capricorn transits and these Aquarius transits that are upon us, this grand correction is also upon us. A lot of people are aware that the planet Earth is in a very volcanic state right now. There's a lot of earthquake and volcano activity all over the planet, so the Earth is rumbling itself, kind of rumbling in its own rebirth. A lot of people are aware that astrologically speaking, that the planets are all lined up for some kind of magnificent world change, and you can almost feel it in the air that some kind of grand correction is about to occur. A lot along the lines of all the suffering by the animals, you know, that you do see interrelated suffering and interrelated hostility and interrelated violence going on all over the planet. You know, from sect to sect, between races, between religions, between people and animals, whatever, there is a lot of imbalance. Okay, there's a tremendous amount of distortion and a tremendous amount of pain and negative energy. Now, many of us that are New Age heralds, believe it or not, live in denial. You know, oftentimes there's this escapism into alternate lifestyles where people are lucky and they do make money, and even though they have the knowledge and the power, they don't wish to do anything with it. You know, I don't believe that stuff's going to stay the same. I'm not saying to you that I'm a doomsday prophet, by no means, because I don't believe that the world is going to ever come to an end. And I don't believe that everyone is going to die either. But what I do believe is that there will be some kind of correction, okay? Because I will believe that before the light and the love is meant to blaze on this planet, that the slate must be wiped almost clean. And I do believe that there will be signals in the future, in the coming years, maybe even sooner than you think, that will alert a lot of people that are already into metaphysics and karma and New Age philosophies to seek sanctuary or to seek some kind of safety ground, whether it's land or sea or mountains or deserts or whatever. You know, I do believe that the cities especially one day may be in danger, you know, in case there is some kind of correction that might occur. You know, we do place so much power in so few cities. You know, there's so much energy placed in London and New York and Los Angeles and Tokyo and Cairo. You know, if something happened to a few of these major cities, I think it would affect the world economies overnight. And, you know, trying to keep 6 billion people alive and fed and hungry, I think what we're looking at, when we're looking at the third world and we're looking at some of the suffering that's going on in this planet, what we're really witnessing is a possible future, is a parallel future that we are all headed towards if something is not done or something is not changed. You know, that's why I think this topic is important, because I think that we have a responsibility. We especially if you know, you know, if you, who are you lying to if you are well aware that you are somebody that is a New Age herald? Who are we lying to if you are well aware that you are special and that you are somebody who is meant to do something to help change this planet or bring it to rights or to help create or be part of a necessary correction that can allow all the people and all the animals on this planet to live in peace and happiness and freedom and also in a blissful state? You know, it makes you wonder. You know, like for so many years I knew I was special, but I guess even until I got into my 30s, I didn't want to embrace that responsibility. I was frightened to be a voice in the crowd that would be out there saying this is wrong. There's so many people out there preaching that what's going on in the planet today is the gospel and waiting for one savior, right? That I think that when you hear other people, hundreds or maybe thousands of people out there saying that they hope that maybe the whole world will turn around and change, where we need the masses to well up and gain a Christ-like consciousness, not waiting for just one Savior, but for millions of people to serve as Savior. I do believe that many of us have messianic capabilities and qualities inside of us that can guide us and lead us and reaffirm to embrace this specialness which we always knew we had. You know, and not everybody that is a New Age herald or somebody who is meant to teach or someone who is meant to heal or someone who is meant to share or someone who is meant to enlighten, not all of them know since they were childhood that they are one of these special people. Some of them are just coming around to it. You know, even as children, we find ourselves to be extremely dogmatic and closed-minded, and that prevents us from being put in a situation of embracing some of our responsibilities to the future. You know, my opinion is that we are running out of time. You know, my opinion is that we are reaching an area in world history, in universal history, where billions of people are being given the chance to qualify to higher realms of existence and higher vibrations of consciousness. And I'm not trying to threaten anyone, but I also am under the opinion that those people that do not qualify to these higher realms will be literally sentenced to have to live another 10,000 or 20,000 year cycle of reincarnations to once again learn this lesson. You know, a lot of people don't believe in Atlantis. A lot of people think it's a bunch of hogwash, even though I firmly believe and accept that all world cultures today were sourced in Atlantis. A great civilization that was highly technical civilization that existed on this planet that literally was melted away and vaporized in a super war, and actually several super wars that occurred as recently as 10 or 12,000 years ago, that erased, you know, a tremendous amount of knowledge and wisdom and power and love and light in another situation that was also a great qualification. Actually, that situation, believe it or not, occurred about 23 or 24,000 years ago, the final eradication of Atlantis sometime around then, which was the last Age of Aquarius on this planet. Age of Aquarius occurs every 24,000 years. There are 12 2,000-year cycles which make up the great month. Each age represents one sign vibration, which makes up a great month that lasts 2,000 years. And then the 24,000 year period is called the great year. You know, so we are going once again from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius, the age of quality, or the age of violent or spiritual change. Your choice. See. So, you know, what I do believe, you know, what really, if you want to know why we are also frustrated, if you want to know why so many of us are frustrated, it is because we were there. We were on Atlantis. And we didn't make it. We did not make the qualification. For whatever reason, look at us. We're still on Earth. We're still alive, we're still human, we've still had all these past lives since Atlantis, in between, up till now. So once again, you know, many of you turn to me and you go, Farley, I'm tired of being reincarnated. I'm tired of having to deal with human life and the trivias of all this stuff. You know, and yet you live your life day in and day out. You're still doing selfish things. You are still not embracing your new age heraldship. You're really not doing what you were meant to do as far as being born on this planet. And that is sharing love and light and knowledge and wisdom and enlightenment and learning to embrace the oneness that we all share and the humanitarianism. And instead we're out and involved in selfish quests. You know, power and money, power and hunger, root chakra behavior. You know why? Because it feels good. We think it feels good. It is a lot of fun. Of course, I'm not saying you can't have any of it, but I am saying that when you're obsessed with it, that's when it becomes karmic, and that's what throws you into these 24,000-year cycles of reincarnation that include 100 or 200 past lives that you must live on Earth and suffer human existence, because sometimes it's not all that pleasant. You know, we are being given an awesome opportunity here to overcome this cycle of reincarnation, to escape the third dimension and to soar to heights beyond your wildest expectations just by embracing the fact that you may be a New Age herald. What does it mean to be a New Age herald? I'll tell you what it means. It means being void of obsession, being void of selfishness, not letting any one single thing dwarf the priority of your spirit and the spirit of God and the spirit of all the people on this planet. You know, it's embracing your responsibility to do something to help people understand their own spirit and the relationship that spirit has with the God center. You know, and when you do that, you are restoring individual power in individuals, you are absolving the karma you might have with yourself concerning those individuals, and you are absolving the karma with the whole, which would help the entire planet graduate when the great correction, when the grand qualification is upon us, which I feel is imminent. And I keep remembering in the old days how Dana used to tell us when she was channeling that there would be a great upheaval in Japan, that there might be an earth change, a volcano, or a major earthquake that would affect one or more, if not all, the major cities in Japan. If you've ever been to Japan lately, that country is rocking and rolling. Every building there would dwarf the earthquake-proof buildings here in Los Angeles, because they have major quakes there every day. Does that tell you there's something cooking underneath Japan? Yeah, I think there is, you know. And the signals were given to me back in the 70s that when that would happen, it would trigger all kinds of world changes that would occur in California, in Italy, in Europe, and all through the Middle East. And the world in one decade may make a total change, where everything that we have today and everything we take for granted and everything that exists may be just a shadow or a memory in one single decade, you know? And that's why I guess a lot of people record this show, to have it on record and to have some of the information on hand in case it does happen. I'm aware that people have always predicted the end of the world throughout time, but the world has ended throughout time. There has been lots of death and bloodshed and change and transition and metamorphosis. I mean, take a look at the way the world was in the 16th, 17th, and 1800s, and you mean to tell me the world didn't end around the turn of this century? You better believe it did. It totally changed with the Industrial Revolution in the age of technology. So it did end as they knew it, and a new beginning began. Of course, I don't think we're through that yet. I think we're still continuing it. I think we're right in the middle of it. So if you know you're special, and if you know you're a New Age herald, then maybe it's time for you to do something about it and share some of that love and light you knew you were meant to share. Anyway, there's a good topic for you.